You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Rob Ferret and Veronica Rickard are off today. Coming up, swearing can express anger, surprise, and a whole range of other emotions. We find out what makes swear words so much more powerful than others. First, as the national conventions get closer and state government races shape up, our next guest says Brown County will be Wisconsin's number one political battleground. Both state parties held their conventions in that area recently. A high number of independent voters live there, and an open race for the 8th District in the U.S. House of Representatives all make Brown County an important focal point for both parties. Adam Rodewald joins us now. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So why is Brown County specifically such a major battleground this time around?
Yeah, I think you covered a lot of it in your introduction, but there's really a couple things all happening all at once. First, and probably the biggest, is we have an area here that where there's really a lot of independent and undecided voters, which makes it really important for candidates. I think if you look around elsewhere in the state, you kind of know where people stand politically in general in the Milwaukee area, in Madison, which are heavily Democratic. You know that belt of counties around Milwaukee that is heavily Republican. You look at northeast Wisconsin, and suddenly it's a little less predictable. And the political parties know that, and they see opportunity there. At the same time, you add in factors like a major media market with a pretty wide geographic footprint located in Green Bay, and then the 8th Congressional District, which has an open seat with Reid Ribble not seeking re-election, and Democrats see huge opportunity there, and Republicans are not going to give that seat up without a fight. So it's really one of the most important seats on a national level, which is bringing a whole lot of attention to this area as well, not to mention money and resources.
So as you said, about a third of the county's voters register as independents, but how does that usually play out when it comes to voting on actual issues and candidates? Do those independents tend to go one way or the other?
Yeah, so the data that I've referred to in my reporting comes from a survey that UW Oshkosh did. It was just a couple years ago now, but they found 36% of voters in northeast Wisconsin identify with no major party, meaning they're independent or undecided. If you break that down, about two-thirds of them tend to align with one particular party or the other, Democrat or Republican, but that still leaves around 12% who don't lean one way or the other. They're kind of the sweet zone of people who are persuadable, and so that's a pretty big number of people that the parties can go after and try and help them win an election.
So as we mentioned, both the state Democratic and Republican parties had their conventions in Brown County this year. First of all, is that unusual for both of the parties to meet in the same city?
Admittedly, I don't have a lot of history there, so I can't say whether or not it's happened before. Certainly in talking to people and the reporting I've done, that was noteworthy. Mm-hmm. And something that they thought spoke to the importance of this part of the state.
And do you think that it did have an impact on the voters? Did Brown County voters feel particularly noticed by one party or the other, or maybe by both?
Yes, you know, especially the people who are politically involved or maybe belong to the county Republicans or county Democrats. They were very energized and excited about having all of this attention. So I think that for the communities, it's really getting people talking and energized, and of course that's going to, I would predict, spill out to other people who may not have been engaged. They're going to notice that energy and potentially kind of see it expand and snowball around.
We're talking with reporter Adam Rodewald right now. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay. And we're talking about what a political battleground Brown County is this time around. And Adam, you know, Donald Trump is obviously a big figure in this election and for both Republicans and Democrats. The state of Wisconsin went for Ted Cruz. So where are you seeing Brown County voters lining up in the presidential race?
I think that they are uncertain from the people I've talked to. You know, when the convention was in town, I spent a lot of time there talking to people, and Donald Trump really was an afterthought at that convention, and people were trying to really focus and unify around other candidates. I think the strongest message was, there's more going on in this election besides the presidential race, and we don't want people to forget about those other candidates who are down ticket from the president. And I think that there is some concern there that if people aren't comfortable with Donald Trump, they may tune out and overlook those other candidates. And so that's really where a lot of the energy and focus has been. Now that could change, of course, moving forward, but currently that's where I see the feelings being at.
And as we wrap up, Adam, talking about those down-ticket races and the presidential race as well, what are the biggest issues, do you think, that are in the minds of Brown County voters that may lead them in one direction or another?
You know, it's the same issues that you're seeing everywhere. People are concerned about safety, about the economy, about jobs and equality. So, you know, all those things are going to be really important here, just as they are just about everywhere else.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks.
That was reporter Adam Rodewald talking about why Brown County is shaping up as one of Wisconsin's biggest political battlegrounds. You can check out his article about that over on the Central Time Facebook page. Well, coming up, swearing has been around for centuries, if not longer. We'll look at what gives swear words their power. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us here on Central Time.